Today's share is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Hei on an Aleph, seven lines from the top. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Madu Hashavei Hamazeh Yerushalayim Meshuva Netzach. Amrav, it says the Gemara Tshuva Nitzachas. There's a powerful answer for which there is no answers. Hashiva Knesset Yisrael, the Navi, Klai Yisrael says to the Navi. The Amalam Navi Yisrael, the Navi says to Klai Yisrael, Chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Avaseichem shechatu, because look at what happened to your forefathers. Avaseichem shechatu heichenheim, where are your forefathers that did Averis? They did the Averis and they are no longer here after they've done the Averis. Amalai, so Yisrael says to Hashiva Knesset Amru Loi, so Yisrael says to the Navi, Klai Yisrael says to the Navi, V'nivyechem Shloi Chatu, our leaders are Nevi'im that did not do Averis. Heichenheim, where are they? They also are, where are they? Are they any better off? Shenema, Avaseichem, Ayahem, V'nivyechem Haloilim Yichyu, where are our forefathers? But will the Nevi'im be here forever? That you're saying that they're better off, says the Gemara. To which Shenema, as Devarai v'chukai asher tzivisi as avdei ha-Nevi'im, the pasuk says that. So Klai Yisrael says that the Nevi'im, the tzaddikim, are not going to be here forever. Shmuel Amar says Shmuel Zu that this answer that Yisrael said to the Navi, Bar Sar Bnei Adam, says the Gemara, 10 people came, and the Mashal says that the reason that they needed to have these 10 people that sat by Zechariah and Navi is because whenever we have, as we know often, 10 people, so then we have Ashra Sashchina, and they want to take off the Shechina from them, and that's why they brought 10 people together. The Yun Yaakov says that the reason they had 10 people is, as we know, whenever something takes place in front of 10 people, there's more piercing, there's more publicity around it. 10 people sat in front of the Navi, and the Navi says to them, Chizr b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amlai, and those 10 people say to the Navi, Eved Shemachi Rabbi, if we have a situation where Eved was sold by his owner, Eved Shemachi Rabbi, Isha Shigir Shabal, if we have a situation that a woman was divorced by a husband, Klum Yesh Lazalza, Klum, can they have any claim to each other? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so they say, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu have any claim to us that we should do better? How after he has chased us away, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Navi, to which Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, Leich Emolahem, tell them, Ezek Sefer Krisis Imcham Sheshlachdia, where do we have that document to the divorce? Or Mimin Aishe Shemachatim Eschem Loi, who did I sell as an Eved? Heim Bevin Asechem Nakatim Feshechem Sholchem Imchem. It's only that you did these Averis, and as soon as you will stop doing the Averis, you are back to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's people. Says that Rashi explains that they were under the domination of Nebuchadnezzar. Says, and what was we saying to them, that you're not stuck with him if you're doing them right. The Ben Yoyada explains that why do we have these two examples of an Eved and an Isha. So he says, Eved represents that we have to work as slaves. So that is corresponding to the Neshama. And the Isha, we have a special bond with our wives. And that is represented by the Neshama. And as we know, we've discussed many times, every human being is a combination of a guf and a neshama. Since we are a combination of a guf and a neshama, that's what these things are mentioned. Vayinam Rish Lakish, Maidik Siv, where the Pasuk says, Dovet Avdi, Nevuchanetzer Avdi. The Pasuk says, uses the same wording regarding Dovet HaMelech and Nevuchanetzer. And of course, the question is, how do we use the same wording about these two individuals, Dovet the great tzaddik, Nevuchanetzer the horrible Rasha? Rather, that this will be a claim that Klal Yisrael will unfortunately make. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way, Kav Yochel, to call Nebuchadnezzar an Eved, to indicate that Eved Shekon and the Chosim, we know that if Eved buys something, Eved Ami, Lem Chosim Ami, who really owns it? We know that Kamash Shekon Eved, Kana Rabbi. And that, says the Mashah, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us over to Nebuchadnezzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nebuchadnezzar, who is an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's now we are still in the under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says, V'oila ruchachem hoyo loisiyo, asher ta'atam noimrim, niya kegoyim, k'mishpachos harotzos, l'sharos, eitz ve'evin, chaya ni Hashem alakehem, the Pasuk says, we are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control no matter what. Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Kai Rascha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. And the lesson, says the Gemara, is that Kol Kai Rascha Lirsach Rachman Alon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always get angry at us, as the Pasuk says. But if at the end of this, we will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be our king, it'll be all worth it. Darba l'mishpat al-kim yoreno. Amar Rama b'b'chan amalam Navi Yisrael chizm v'tshuva. Again, the Navi says to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. Amalam, to which Klal Yisrael react, ein anu yecholim. We can't do tshuva because Yetzirah shaylet bani. We're under the control of the Yetzirah. Amalem yisru yitzreichem. Take control or punish your Yetzirah. Don't let him control you. And like that, you'll be able to do tshuva. Amalai, and they said, Elakim yarenu. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything in the world, they said. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything in the world, he also controls, obviously, the Yetzihara. So they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the ultimate control over the Yetzihara. Since you have the ultimate control of the over the Yetzihara, then we ask of you that you should please take control over the Yetzihara. Says the Gemara. Abba, that he shouldn't bother us, so to speak. Abba hajoytis. So we learned in the Mishnah that there are four hajoytis that don't have a shear in Olam Haba. And the Mishnah identified them as Bilam, Doig, and Achitofel, and Gechsi. Says the Gemara, Bilam, why was Bilam's name Bilam? So it says, Biloy Am, that he will not have a shear with Am. We are Klal Yisrael, and we will have Olam Haba. And Bilam will not have any share in Olam Haba. Davacha Bilam Shabala Am. We know that Bilam tried to destroy Klal Yisrael because he gave the Eitzah to Balak. He gave Balak the advice that Klal Yisrael should sin with the Bnei Smayav. And once Klal Yisrael sinned with the Bnei Smayav, they were terribly punished. Ben Ba'or, says the Gemara, why is he called Ben Ba'or? Shabba al-Boyer. That we know that he, on the donkey, that Bilam had, as we're going to learn, Bilam had relations with his Ba'or. Bilam had relations with his donkey. Tana, says the Gemara, who Ba'or? When we speak about Bilam, Bilam is, the father of Bilam is Ba'or. Who Kushan al-Shuritzayim? Kushan Shurasayim was the king of Aram. That's also mentioned in the Pasuk. Who loving Arami? He is also loving Arami. Ba'or, says the Gemara, why was he called Ba'or? Shabbat Ba'er, that he came on his, had relation with his animal. Kushan Rishasayim, David Shtei Rishas B'Yisrael. He two terrible things to Klal Yisrael. Echad, b'may Yaakov, once in the time of Yaakov, that we know he wanted to destroy Yaakov and his children, as we say in the Agoda, Arami Oved Avi, and v'echad b'may Shvayit HaShoftim, in the time of the Shoftim, when he tried to take control over Klal Yisrael, u'mash shmai, what was his real name? Lavan Arami Shmai. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ben Ba'or. So it seems that Ba'or was the father of Bilam, the Ksiv, but yet in another place it says, B'noi Ba'or, that Bilam's son was Ba'or. Amrav Yochanan, Ba'or Aviv was the father, Ba'or was the father of Bilam, B'noi Hulay B'Nevis. But even though the Pasuk is saying that Ba'or was Bilam's father, in one way Ba'or was less than Bilam, and that is that Bilam was a greater Navi than Ba'or. Bilam, says the Gemara, Hu D'Lay Aslam Adasi, only Bilam has no share in Olam Haba. Dashar Goy Machrini, the other nations of the world, Asu, will have a share, will share in Olam Haba. And the way Din Yaakov asks, how is it possible to say that the Umas Olam will have a share in Olam Haba? Says the Gemara, that Bilam is worse off, because Bilam, he was a Navi and he lost that share. Says the Gemara, Masnisen Mani, but our Mishnah, whose opinion is our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shuhi. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Lez Omer, Yeshuv Rishoyim, the Pasuk says in Telem, Yeshuv Rishoyim L'Shoylem, Kol Goyim Shichach Elikim, Yeshuv Rishoyim L'Shoylem, Ela Pashi Yisrael. The Pashi Yisrael are sent into Gehenim, and they have no shear in Olam Haba. Kol Goyim Shichach Elikim, Ela Pashi Ev the Kechavim, that don't have a shear in Olam Haba either. Those that Pashi Ev the Kechavim, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, to ask Rabbi Yeshua v'chinam v'chol ha-goyim, that does it seem that amongst them there are only some that don't have a shear in Olam Haba, that Shechach Elikim, those that don't remember Hashem, v'el remember kol goyim Shechach Elikim, says the Gemara, that all of them are in that category, el Yeshuv Rishoyim l'shoyla, maninu kol goyim Shechach Elikim, but the part that all of the goyim, according to him, won't have a shear in Olam Haba. And the way Dain Elio explains this machloikis about Akum, yes or no, having a shear in Olam Haba, the question here is a question that we've discussed previously. We know that, of course, a member of Klal Yisrael is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, and included in the Isser of worshipping Avodah Zarah is what's known as Shittuf. Shittuf means worshipping Hashem and someone else. The machlokes is if the Isser Shittuf applies to Akum as they apply to Klal Yisrael. The Mandom that says that they have no shear in Olam Haba says that Nachrim worship B'Shittuf, and therefore, since it's also for them, they have no shear in Olam Haba. The Mandom that says that they do have a shear in Olam Haba is of the opinion that there is no issue of shittuf by Akum, and since there is no shittuf by Akum, so shittuf by Akum, they still could have, if they also believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will have a shear in Olam Haba. V'af Ois Rosha, and says the Gemara, Bilam himself, Nosan Simon Ba'atzmai, made a point that he won't have a shear in Olam Haba, because the Pasuk says, the Bilam said about himself, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim, V'siach Risi Kamayu. Im Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim, if I will die in my own bed, Teach Risi Kamayu, then I will have a share like Klal Yisrael in Olam Haba. Vimlav, and if I will not, and that's of course what we know was the case, Hinnani Hailech L'Gehenim, I will end up in Gehenim like Kol Amim, I'm going to end up like in Gehenim. And the way the Yad Ramah explains. He said that if I die Maisi Sharim, that if I die without any chait, then I will have a shir in Olam Haba. But if I do Averis, then I won't have any shir in Olam Haba. And that, he says, is what Bilam said to Balak right before Bilam was about to give Balak the advice that we spoke about, that he gave him advice to cause Klai Yisrael to be immoral. Because Bilam said, what he's saying, that since I gave this terrible advice that Klai Yisrael should do this Avera, I'm going to go with my people. I'm going to end up in Gehenim like the people that I am part of, like the Nachrim. And even though I was a Navi, I won't have a share in Olam Haba. Rather, Hinani Hoylech Lami, I'm going to be together with all the Nachrim in Gehenim. So since we're speaking about Bilam, the Gemara discusses Bilam a little more. The Pasuk says, V'yelchu zekne moi v'zekne midyan, v'ksamim b'yodam, v'yvoy al Bilam v'dabar elav divar balak. Tanya, midyan u'mayiv lehaylam shalom aylam. Midyan and Moav never got along. Yet here we find that they are joining forces to come to Bilam. Says the Gemara, Mashal shnei klavim shai be'eder, if there are two dogs, and they never got along. Bozav alechad, one of them was attacked by a wolf. Amar acher, imeni oizroi, if I won't help my other dog, hayoyim hayragasai, today the wolf will kill him. And tomorrow I will be the victim. So they both went together for Hargu as a Zev, and they killed the Zev. Here too, Moav and Ammon never got along, but because they were so scared of what Klai Yisrael will do to them, they joined forces again in hiring Bilam against Klai Yisrael. Amra Papa, Hanadamri Inchi, this is what people say, Kakushta Vishinra, and we have the cat and the weasel that also typically don't get along, of the Halula Mitarba de Vishkada. They made peace and they took a person that they attacked and they sheared him after they attacked him. It says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yechu zikni mai v'zikni midyam v'ksam b'yodam v'yivayu al Bilam. They all come to Bilam. V'yesh v'sari mayav in Bilam. And then the Pasuk continues speaking only about the sari mayav. So ask the Gemara, V'sari midyan, heichan azol, what happened to the sari midyan? Says the Gemara, Kimin d'amalhu, once Bilam responded to the original request that they made, Linu paya laila v'shivaisi eschem davar, Amru, they said to themselves, Klum yesh av shesonis b'noi, when he said that I am totally under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means they said, he's going to have to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to agree to curse them. How would they ever be able to do so? Amr Rav Nachman, Chutzpah fil klav shmai mahani. Somebody acts in such a strong way against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it does work. Because Mikar Ksiv, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said straight to Bilam, Loi Seilich Imam, don't go with them. Lepsoif, after the other people came and tried to get Bilam to change his mind, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kum Leich Itam, go along. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Chutzma Malch Sabalai Tagahi. The chutzpah is very strong. It's like a king. And the only thing that it doesn't have is the king has a crown. Chutzpah doesn't have a crown. The ksiv, because the pasuk says, after Yoav ben Tzruya killed Avner ben Ner, David said to his servants, Haloi seidu kisar v'gol nofel ayoyim azeb Yisrael, v'anoich ayoyim, rach u'meshuach melech, v'anoshim eile b'nei Tzruyim, kosher imeni. What the pasuk says was that even though David HaMelech was the king, he didn't have the power to punish Yoav ben Tzruya, because Yoav ben Tzruya was a very strong person. So he said that I am powerless against this person, even though I am a king. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bilam chigla beregla echad haya. Bilam was an individual who was limped on one foot. Shenemar v'yelech shefi. Shefi means that the bone went out of its place. What the pasuk means to say was that he was limping on one foot. Shimshon, even though Shimshon is known that he was very strong, he still, b'shtei raglav, he limped on both legs. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to shave it on, the Pasuk says, Shvifin ali arech, hanoshech ikvesus. Shvifin means that both bones. And the Mashal points out that what we learned from here was that even though Shimshon throughout Nach is known as this incredible, strong individual, he started off with this, he was a cripple, two of his feet, and yet he was so strong. Bilam, says the Gemara, Suma b'achsmein of Haya. Bilam could not see with one of his eyes. Shenemar, the Pasuk says regarding Bilam, Shesum ha'ayin. The Pasuk says Shesum ha'ayin, it only says one eye, doesn't speak about both eyes. So, as Rashi explains, that Bilam's eye refers to his eye socket, and it means that Bilam's eyes were poked out, leaving the eye socket open, and because there was no eye. That's Rashi in Chumash. Rashi of an Al Gemara quotes the Targum Onkelos, who says that Shuma Ayin means Shapacha Chazi. He explains that even according to the Targum, Bilam was blind in one eye because Shesum Ayi means that he only saw well, he saw well in one eye, but not in two eyes. So the Kilas Yitzchak says a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov to what does Shesum Ayi mean. He says, generally, Nevuah is only given to people who are great individuals who are on a very high level. Bilam, who we know and we're going to see, was a terrible person, was a person not really worthy of ever being a Navi. But Rashi says that although Bilam was really an individual who was not worthy of being a Navi, Hashem made him a Navi in order that the Umas HaOlam should not be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, if you would have given a Navi, given us a Navi, who would have told us what to do or what not to do, we would have been better. But instead of getting them to be better, Bilam used his power to convince them to do the wrong thing. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that in order for a person like Bilam to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to have at least one organ in his body that didn't have an aver with it. So what did Hashem do? Hashem blinded Bilam in one eye. So he says that one eye, because he couldn't see with it, would not have been used for anything, for any aveira, because he couldn't even see with that aveira. So says the Baal Shem, when the pasuk says Shesum Ayin means Shapachazi, so we understand it means, we under normal circumstances understand it to mean that the eye with which he could see was still good versus the eye that he couldn't see. But he says it really means to say that the eye that he was blind with was really the good eye, because the eye that he couldn't see with is the eye that couldn't do any averus, and that's why it was the good eye. Says the Gemara, Bilam, when we speak about Bilam further, Kaisim b'masaya, he had kishif written on his private parts. Ksiv hacha naif of gluya naim, v'ksiv hasam by Haman, v'hinei Haman naif al alamita. And so we see that's related to what happens on a bed. Itmar, mazutra ama, kaisim b'masaya, Bilam made kishif with his private parts. Ma'abereid ravina ama, ba alasoyna. The kiss Bilam was an individual who had relations with his donkey. Says the Gemara, Mandamer, according to the opinion that says the Kaisim Amasahaya Kram Moran, we learned it from the Pasuk in Megillas Esther. Says the Gemara, Mandamer Baal Sainahaya, and according to the version that he had relations with his donkey, Ksiv Hacha, the Pasuk says Kora Shachav, the Ksiv Hasam regarding Sisra, where the Pasuk says Bein Raglea Kora Nafal Vishachav, both that Sisra had relations with Yael, and here it says Karashicha by Bilam, so both of them relate to having relationship. Videya Das Elyon, says the Gemara, asked the Gemara, Hasa Das Bamtalayavi Yada, he couldn't even communicate and understand his donkey, asked the Gemara, Das Elyon Havayada, was he able to know what's going on to his Kadosh Baruch Hu? So first the Pasuk describes what is it meant when we said that he did not know Das Behemta, he wasn't able to understand his animal. Amrle, the Pasuk says, the time of Asana Bilam, the donkey says to Bilam, Haloya Noichi Asoncha Sher Rechaftalai Ma'utcha Reyomazer, Hahaskin is Kanti Lassus Lachakoi. Did I ever do anything wrong to who? Do wrong to you? V'yomaloi. And the Gemara explains, Damrle, the sorry Mav said to Bilam, My Tamla Rechavisusya, why are you riding on a donkey? Why don't you ride on a horse? Amalhu. So Bilam said, Shadilei Beritivi, I left my horse out to pasture, and that's why he wasn't available. Amalei, so the donkey says to Bilam, don't say something which is not true. Aloi anachi asancha, you always use me. I am your steady donkey on which you ride. So he says, Latina ba'alma, I use you to carry. They used to use donkeys to transport things. And to which he said, Asher Rechaftalai, I'm not used only for transporting merchandise. You ride on me. So to which he said, Makrai Balma, well, sometimes I do. It doesn't happen on a regular basis. To which the donkey says, it's what you always do. We have relations. How do we know that? Ksiv Hachab, the pasuk that the words that the donkey uses are Haskein Eskanti. Ksiv Hasam, we know that the pasuk says at the beginning of Melachim that when David HaMelech got old and he was cold, they suggested to David HaMelech that he should get a secheres, a woman that could keep him warm. So the Mashah explains that you just Shadalei Britiva, that Bilam's excuse was that he's putting him in Retiva because he knew that he's going to be traveling and therefore he wanted to give the animal good food. And then he decided to go on the donkey instead of the horse. Ella, says the Gemara, what is meant when it says Yidei Das Melyam? Says the Gemara, Shayidei L'chavan Oysa Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyispa. He was able to know the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Says, so I saw that the Yad Ramah explains that it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a person that his emotions control him. Rather, he says that just like the king or the government, there's a time every day where they make decisions about people. That's the time that he speaks about Bilam. Ami. Ask them what is meant with the words Laman Das Sitkas Hashem. Be aware of all the tzedakah that I've done with Klai Yisrael. All of that time with Bilam HaRasha, I did not get upset during that entire time. Because the Molikasna Kol Oysa Yomim, had I gotten upset during that time, when the Shtayr Mesinei Shei Yisrael, there would be nobody left from Klai Yisrael, Sarda Polit, there would be nobody left from us. Vayna de Kamala Bilam LeBalak, Ma'ekav LeKov HaKeil, Bilam says to Balak, Ma'ekav LeKov HaKeil, O Ma'ezoim LeZoam Hashem, Malamit Shekol Oysa Yomim LeZoam Hashem, during that entire time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry to protect Klai Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Keil Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel gets upset every day. Ask the Gemara, Kama Zamai, how long does that anger take? Says the Gemara, Rega, it's just a second. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Kerega Be'apoi Chayim B'tzoynoi. Ibai Sami, another proof that it's just for 1 second Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, because the Pasuk says, Lech Ami Bo B'chadarecha, U'sa'or S'gor Do L'asayich Ba'deich, Chavi K'mat Rega, go hide for that second Ad Yavar Zem. So So the question, of course, is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only angry for 1 second, what could Bilam said in that very small amount of time? So one teretz that Tosfos gives him a Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Aftalid, is that he could have said that when the Gemara says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a rega, what the Gemara says is that is the amount of time to say rega. And the amount of time of saying rega, which is three letters, he could have said, he could have said the word kalim, destroy them. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that he took the word kalim that Bilam used, and he turned it around to the word melech. As the pasuk says, v'suras melech boy, they're the same letters. Another pshat that I saw is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second, that if the klala begins during that second, then even though the klala continues past that second, the words that the person giving the curse, it continues. Here too, he would have begun the klala during that rega. He could have continued saying terrible things about Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us. Ask the Gemara, Amos Rosach, exactly when in the day does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get upset? Says the Gemara, B'tlosh Shloi Kamaisa, the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chevra Kapital Tanagol, when the crown on the top of the rooster changes white, from red to white, that's the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. Says the Gemara, because shata v'shata nami chevra, it happens many times that the crown is white. Says the Gemara, kol shata v'shata, all the other times during the day, ispre surike sumki, it has red lines through it. He shata, but that moment, less le pre surike sumki, there's nothing red, it's pure white. Says the Gemara, umina davishvosai, there was this apikiris that lived in the neighborhood of Rav Shua ben Levi. They have become tsar, and he used to bother Rav Shua ben Levi. Yom echad nokat tanagol, he took a rooster, vasle bekare, and he tied it to his bed. He tied this rooster of Isav, and he sat looking at it. Amar, and what his thinking was, that kimat ha'ushata, when the moment this rooster's crown will get white, so that's the moment that I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts curses. Altalei, that's when I'm going to curse this rooster, curse this individual. Kehu met the shata, says the Gemara, when that moment came, Nimnaim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi fell asleep. Says the Gemara, there is no coincidence. And the fact that he fell asleep, says, Shema min alav arich ara, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The ksiv, gam enesh l'tzadik l'toiv, says the Gemara, that it's not good for a tzaddik to curse people, are feel b'mini, even somebody's apikoros, lebay l'cholamei mahachi. That's not the way tzaddik is supposed to act. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not supposed to curse anybody. And as I saw, Tosfos explains in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that even though the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah teaches us that meridim v'leimalim, that we're supposed to let the nachrim, we're supposed to let the minim perish. So he explains what that means is that if somebody is such a person, apikiris, and he's in a dangerous place, we're supposed to let him remain there. But we're not supposed to actively do something to curse him, to hurt him. Tanam Shmei Dera Meir, B'shosh Hacham Zerachas, he says, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get upset? When the sun comes up, and the kings get up and they put their crowns on their head, and instead of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they serve the sun, that's when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. And of course the question is, why the Nachrim have many Avodah Zarah? Why is it specifically when they worship the sun? So I saw the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, says, Sholu Chachmas Olam as Chachmas Yisrael, the wise men of the Nachrim asked the Chachmei Yisrael, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just abolish the Avodah Zarah? And the answer that they were given, that if people would just worship things that have no purpose, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe would indeed abolish them. But what do they bow down to? As we're learning now, they bow down to the sun. Of course, the world cannot exist without the sun. And therefore, when they bow down to the sun, which is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot destroy, that's what gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically upset, because he can't just destroy them. Says the Gemara, V'yakim bilim b'yker, v'yachvish asoynai, tanim shim rishim ben Elazar. He himself got up in the morning to take care of his donkey. Says the Gemara, Tana Mishum Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Ahava Matel Shurish Gedolah, that when somebody is anxious to do something out of love, then even though it's something that he normally doesn't do, he doesn't do. He will do it himself. Where do we learn that from? From Avram the Ksiv. The Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu was going to do the Akedah, the Pasuk says, V'yashkem Avram B'boika. And on the other hand, when there's hatred involved, that's what happens as well. We learn that from Bilam. Shanama Bilam himself got up in the morning. A person should do Torah mitzvahs, even Shalai Lishma. If you do things Shalai Lishma, Baal Lishma. Shabbaschar, Abayim Vishtayim Kabbana Shikr Balak. Balak brought 42 kabbanis, even though he was just to Hashem with the terrible intention of hurting Klal Yisrael. Still, nothing that a person does is ignored, and because of that, Zochav Mene Yotzim Mene Rus. He had Rus as a great-granddaughter. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Huna, Rus Bita Shel Eglon. Rus was the daughter of Eglon, Ben Benay Shebel Melech Mayav Haisa. So, of course, Taisus asks that the Gemara in Masech the Brachos of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says that somebody who learns Kol Isaac Tayr Shloi Lishma, the Laich Loi Shloi Nivra, says so. How, it's better they should have been created. And here we're saying that he should be that Vitach Shloi Lishma Baal Lishma. How do we reconcile this? So explains Taisus. There are different levels of Shloi Lishma. If somebody learns Torah Shloi Lishma because he wants covet, such an individual is a person that mitach Shloi Lishma, that our Gemara says that even though he starts off Shloi Lishma, ultimately he will come to a level of Lishma. But then there are individuals that learn Torah Shloi Lishma and their goal is lekanter. What they're trying to do is just use the Torah to hurt other people. That's Noichloi Shloi Nivra. I saw another pshat, Shemetach Shloi Lishma, Baal Lishma, is that one of the most interesting elements of learning Torah is that the more a person learns Torah, the more he recognizes how much he's missing and how much he could have learned Torah better, and he could go at a higher level of learning. Says the Gemara, all of our learning is always Shloi Lishma, because our original level of learning is always less than our ultimate level of learning. And that's why he says, La'olam, it's always that way. Because as we learn, we reach a higher level, and therefore we realize that our previous learning was Shloi Lishma. And that's why Mitach Shloi Lishma, we recognize that the learning that we learned yesterday compared to the learning that we're learning today is Shloi Lishma. The Majid Tzareb in a Sefer Divrei Shmuel, Divrei Yisrael explains like this. We know the Chazal teach us, Im ein kemach ein Torah, that a person, in order to be able to learn, has to have kemach. What does it mean he has to have kemach? He has to have panosa. Because a person doesn't have panosa, then his head isn't clear to learning. Says the Gemara, Shemitoich Shloi Lishma. We learn Shloi Lishma in order to have panosa. So you would say that's not the reason to learn. Yes, shemetarich shloim lishma, because we'll learn in order to have panosa, so our learning will able to be a better learning, and therefore yisbal lishma, we will be able to come to a higher level of learning. Another pshat that I saw is that shemetarich shloim lishma bal lishma is that a person, even if he learns Torah, Shalai Lishma, ultimately, there will be moments that he's going to learn Lishma. And therefore, Metarich Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma. Another pshat that I saw from the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer learns the Gemara as follows. He says that learning Lishma is not so simple. There's and it can't just happen overnight. Shemetarich Shalai Lishma, but it doesn't, if he learns Shalai Lishma, that is the stepping stone, how he comes to learn Lishma. Another pshat that I saw, that Metarich Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma, is that what we're learning, we're speaking about learning Torah. So when it comes to learning Torah, of course, as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Gemara Masechta Brachos says that a person, Lailah Miyasek Adam, if you learn Torah, Shalai Lishma, you would be better off not having been created. However, it's still a madrega, and you could still come, as we just have been discussing, from Shalai Lishma to Lishma. But what the Gemara means to say here is that a person who learns Shalai Lishma is still considered as learning Torah. Versus when it comes to tefillah, if somebody davens and he davens Shalai Lishma, that davening is meaningless. If you don't know what you're saying and you don't know that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's shloilish. Then that davening, unlike learning, is completely not accepted. Another pshat that I saw from the Divrei Yisrael is a very nice mashal. He says there was a person that what he did for a living was he walked on a tightrope, and he used to perform and get paid for his performance. So why was he doing this? Because he wanted to earn money for his performance. But when he's walking on the tightrope, during those moments that he's working on the tightrope, he has to completely concentrate on not on walking properly, otherwise, chas v'shalom, he'll fall. So here too, a person learns shaloi l'shma, and that's maybe why he goes to the shir. That's maybe why he does what he's doing. But once he gets into the learning, and once he's learning, then the halacha is that he will learn Lishma, he will learn properly. Another pshat that I saw, Metarich Shalai Lishma, says that even that when you learn Torah, Metarich, there's a power in Torah. The power in Torah is that a person who learns and starts to learn, Torah is so gishmak that Torah will ultimately may come lishma. Another pshat that I saw in the Sefer Yisa Bracha, a very nice pshat. He says, you could have somebody sitting in a Beis Medrash. And indeed, he's sitting in the Beis Medrash and he's learning Torah Shalai Lishma. The other people who are there, however, do not know what his intention are. They see him sitting and learning. And they see him sitting and learning. And because they see him sitting and learning, they will ultimately also come to learn. And those people who maybe are only coming to learn because I am learning, and I am learning Shalai Lishma, they're going to be learning Lishma. So it turns out that I caused the other people to learn Lishma. And therefore, Metar Shalai Lishma, even though my learning was Shalai Lishma, the halacha is that it'll be Lishma. The Egle Tal discusses the subject of learning Shalai Lishma. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah says, Tchilas Dina Shel Adam, the first person is judged originally, Ein Anidin El Talmud, he's judged about his learning, V'ach Kach Asha Masav, and then about everything else he's done. Continues the Rambam, Lefikach, Amr Chachamim Loyal Miyasak Anu Matar Ben Lishma Ben Shloy Lishma Shematach Shloy Lishma Bal Lishma. And he asks a question. The Egli Tal in his Agdama asks a question that the Gemara says Torah Mitzvahs there, but here the Rambam says only about Torah. So he explains that when it comes to mitzvahs, the halacha is that mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. We're supposed to do a mitzvah l'shem shemayim. When it comes to Torah, he says Torah is supposed to be learned with enjoyment. On the contrary, the more we enjoy our learning, the better our learning is considered. So he says mitzvah shaloi l'shma. Maybe by all other mitzvahs, learning shaloi l'shma is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. To do the mitzvah shaloi l'shma, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But when it comes to Torah, Torah is a mitzvah that we should do specifically to enjoy the mitzvah. And then, therefore, even learning Torah shaloi l'shma means if you're learning for enjoyment, it's still considered an acceptable form of learning. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav L'Rabbi Memeri. Ksiv, the pasuk says that David HaMelech's Avadim said to him that David HaMelech had told his Avadim that they should appoint Shlomo HaMelech to be king as even when David HaMelech was still alive. And David HaMelech says, Yitev Elkim, Hashem Shlomo Mishmecha, V'yagdil as Kisrei Mikisecha. Says the Gemara, Ar L'Memer L'Malch D'Hachi, is it appropriate to speak that way and to say to the king that your son should be more successful than you? Says the Amalei Me'ain Karmalei. They didn't mean that it should be greater. It meant that it should be great. Diloy Teimahachi. If we won't say that that's the definition of the pasuk says, and Shiras Tavira. Tavarach Menashim Yael Eishes Cheva Keni Menashim Ba'Oil Tavarach. Noshim Ba'Oil Mananu. Who is the pasuk referring to? Sarah Rivka Racha Valeya. Regarding all these women, does the Torah use the word oil? Erech Aral Mahachi, do we say that Yael should have a greater bracha than the Imam Sarah Rivka Racha Valeya? Elam Einkamer. What he meant to say was that just like the Imams were blessed, she too should be blessed. Hachanamim Einkamer, it didn't mean that he should be greater. But says the Gemara, Pligid Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina. This explanation is in conflict with Rabbi Yosef B'Chayni. Then Rabbi Yosef B'Chanini, Chayni, we call Adam Iskana. A person is jealous of everyone, chutz b'mnoi v'talmidai, except for his son and his Talmud. B'noi mishloima, we see that they said that Shloima should be more successful than David, and David was okay with it. B'talmidai, Ibayis Eima, the pasuk says that Elisha asked from Eliyahu, his Rebbe, V'hina p'nei shnayim b'ruchach olai, that you should give me double, I should have a ruach kodesh, double of what yours. V'bayis Eima, the pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'samachta es yotch olav, you should just use one hand to point them to be leadership. But the pasuk says, V'yisrach es yodav olayu v'yitzaveyu. He gave him twice. So the question the Ben Yoyada asks is that the story with Moshe Rabbeinu happened before the story of Eliyahu and Elisha. So why does the pasuk mention that story first? So he answers that when we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu was told by a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you should do this to Yeshua. So he was already given that directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, he was more generous than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of him, but it was something that the son was told, something that Moshe Rabbeinu was told. Whereas the story of Elisha and Eliyahu, there was no directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do it. And even though there was no such directive, he still did it himself. I saw that Rabbi Aryeh Levine used to say that the Chem de Shloima that had a very great son, very big Talmud Chacham, and people used to say that he's greater than the father. Says the Gemara that so they didn't understand The Algemar says that a father is not jealous of a son. Why are you jealous of your son? So he said that when is there a concept that a father is not jealous of a son? That's when it's true, if the son is greater. My son isn't greater, and that's why I'm not willing to accept what you're saying. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yosem Hashem dover b'fi Bilam. Rabbi Elazar am a malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bilam over to a malach. Rabbi Yonasan am a chaka. He put a lock on his mouth, and he controlled what he said. Am Rabbi Yochanan b'chasr shalayis roshem. For what Bilam said, at the lamed mahay b'liba, we could understand what he wanted really to say. B'kish lemish layilam b'atik knesiyos. Or batim drashas. He wanted to say that Klal Yisrael should not have batim knesis, batim drashas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed what he said, and he said that he said batoivo ayalach Yaakov. Letisha shchina leim. He wanted that we should not have the shchina. He said mishkan esach Yisrael. The shchina will remain with us. He wanted leitei machusam nemshachas that we should not have. Monarchy can cholam the toyu. They should continue forever. Shloyelam zaysim kramim kiganas alinor, that we will have these gardens. Loyhei reichen naidif, that they shouldn't give off a pleasant smell. Kolam nita Hashem. Loyila melochim bali kaima, that they should not have great kings. Karozim bali mayim. Loyila melech b'melech, that they should not have a king. Should have a son of king. Yizam mayim adoli, like the water flows. The mouth should flow. That Klal Yisrael should not have power over the rest of the world. Vizara b'mayim rabim will be very strong. The kingdom should not be strong. For Yoram Agag Malcolm. The people should not be scared of Klal Yisrael. For Tinosim Machusam. Says the Gemara, Amar Baba B'Kahana. Kulam Chazrul Kulala. All of what Bilam said ultimately was turned around and happened by Klal Yisrael. Chutz mebat haKnesiyos mebat haMidrashos. Except for the Klal about the Knesiyos mebat haMidrashos. Shenemar, V'yapach HaShem L'cha as Klal L'bracha K'hefshefcha Hashem L'kecha Klal V'loi Klalos. Only one Klal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely turned around to a bracha. And that is the bracha about the Knesiyos mebat haMidrashos. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains why specifically was this the only klala that was turned around to a bracha and remains always a bracha. So he explains because the pasuk says Hakol Kol Yaakov v'yadayim yedei Esav. As long as we have the Kol Yaakov, we need not be concerned about the yedei Esav. And what happened here was that as long as Klal Yisrael has the Bati Knesiyos and the Bati Midrashos, where we could sit and learn and daven, then we have nothing to be concerned about, because from that Kol Yaakov, we will be able to prevail always over the Yedei Esav.